Coming up on the North Sound News this lunchtime, we'll hear about Diesel, the Aberdeenshire dog, who's helping the rescue effort in Nepal. It's exactly 6 months since Sean Ritchie went missing.
If Sean's walked on, we have no indication of the direction he's taken.
We hear from the officer in charge of the case, an election bombshell from Ed Miliband.
If the price of having a Labour government was a coalition or a deal with the Scottish National Party, it's not going to happen.
And in sport, Considine vows there will be no let-up from the Dons.
You know, the manager has said that he wants us to finish the season strong.
But first, a Springer Spaniel from Aberdeenshire has joined forces with six North East firefighters to help look for survivors from the Nepal earthquake. Hope Webb has more for North Sound News.
He's 5 years old and he lives in Torfins in Aberdeenshire, but he's flown over 4,000 miles to help rescue survivors of the devastating earthquake in Nepal. The disaster happened last Saturday and so far over 6,000 people have been confirmed dead. But Diesel, along with his owner and firefighter Gary Carroll, are in Kathmandu with 60 other UK international search and rescue team members. The team are trained in locating deeply buried victims, constructing timber supports for buildings and providing advanced life support. To see a picture of Diesel and the team at work, go to our website.
Police searching for a Fraserburgh man who went missing 6 months ago say they want closure for his family. There's a renewed appeal to find Sean Ritchie on the anniversary of his disappearance. North Sound's Derek Ferguson has the story.
A 20-year-old goes out with friends on Halloween and doesn't come home. It's a mystery which sparked one of the biggest operations in Police Scotland's history. More than 200 personnel have put in hundreds of hours combing a 22-kilometre area near Strickon, made all the more difficult by rough terrain and ditches. Inspector Stuart Drummond tells us about a break early in the search.
Sean's clothing recovered as part of the early stages of the inquiry, placed him in the Greenburn area. If Sean's walked on, we have no indication of the direction he's taken, which compounds further searches due to the size of the terrain.
No other trace of Sean has yet been found. In desperation, his family offered a £5,000 reward to help trace him. Police recently returned to the area in hopes of finding answers.
Ed Miliband says there'll be no Labour government if it means a deal with the SNP. North Sound's political editor, Colin Mackay.
Conservative leader David Cameron opened last night's BBC Question Time warning of the dangers of a Labour government propped up by the SNP. But Labour leader Ed Miliband then ruled that out completely.
If the price of having a Labour government was a coalition or a deal with the Scottish National Party, it's not going to happen.
If he means that, then I don't think people in Scotland will ever forgive Labour for allowing the Conservatives to get back into office.
SNP leader Nicola Sturgeon. Lib Dem leader Nick Clegg made his pitch to voters to be the best coalition partner. Time's running out for these leaders to get their message across to the estimated 10 million voters throughout the UK who've yet to make up their minds.
A plane's landed safely at Aberdeen Airport after a mid-air emergency. The Logan Air flight was on its way from Sunborough to Edinburgh Airport with 31 people on board when an emergency light came on. The pilot shut down one of the engines as a precaution. This comes after an Eastern Airways plane landed at Aberdeen safely last night when a warning light came on in the cockpit. And an Aberdeen pensioner who's been reunited with his pigeons says they're slowly recuperating back home.
They were really hungry, really nervous, kind of just stressed out. And so they're beginning to settle down now, kind of, especially the older birds. They're settling down quicker than the younger birds. Kind of.
72-year-old George Howie discovered more than 20 of his champion birds were missing on Monday morning. The police found them in just a few days and have arrested a 22-year-old man. You can hear more of that interview with George on the North Sound website.
North Sound 2 Sport with Northwood Letting Agency. Letting agent giving you a headache. Guarantee the cure at northwooduk.com.
The Dons are vowing to maintain momentum till the end of the season, despite having sealed second place with four games to spare. As Aberdeen prepare for tomorrow's showdown at Dundee United, defender Andy Considine says there will be no let-up.
You know, the manager has said that he wants us to finish the season strong. I think we've pretty much beaten our points tally from last year, but just to keep going, you know, we're taking each game as it comes, and it's going to be a huge game. It doesn't matter what the occasion. Going down to Dundee United is a huge game.
And you can hear full biased commentary from Tannadice on North Sound 2. Now, Russell Anderson's continuing to edge closer to a first-team comeback. The skipper, who's out of contract this month, has not played for Derek McInnes' side since August when he suffered a knee injury. There's speculation linking Aberdeen midfielder Ryan Jack with Everton. Reports indicate the Toffees could be ready to bid £1 million for the 23-year-old in the summer. One game in the Premiership tonight as Celtic face Dundee. And in rugby this evening sees Edinburgh take on Gloucester in the European Challenge Cup final at the Twickenham Stoop. Join John Mellis, Dave McDermott and me for Friday Sports over on North Sound 1 at 6 tonight, including the best preview of the Dons game with Dundee United.